Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast. The RTC features only the best OTR on our live stream, where we also invite you to tune in and enjoy the Radio Book Channel and the RTC Music Channel, all found at oldtimeradiolisten.com.
Sherman Bigora, it's Paddy's Day this week on the Radio Theater Channel's RTC Weekly Download, and so we're going to have radio's resident son of Ireland, Dennis Day, to do a couple of programs for us. We'll start off with his own comedy show, The Dennis Day Show, and in about a half hour's time, we'll have Lux Radio Theater. But here is Dennis Day.
Doctors prove the palm olive plan brings 2 out of 3 women lovelier complexions in 14 days. For the palm olive plan was tested on women with all types of skin. Dry, oily, even skin that was not clear. Yes, regardless of age, type of skin, or previous beauty care, 36 doctors proved the 14-day palm olive plan brings fresher, brighter, younger-looking complexions. So get palm olive soap and start your 14-day palm olive plan now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis Day.
Oh, that makes life seem worthwhile. Dwells in your eyes and the spell of your smile.
Dennis Day is brought to you by Colgate Dental Cream and Luster Cream Shampoo. Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair. The Dennis Day Show with Barbara Eiler, B. Benaderet, Dink Trout, Charles Dant in the orchestra, and yours truly, Vern Smith, is written by Frank Galen and stars our popular young singer in A Day in the Life of Dennis Day. Here's Dennis to sing that fine old Come All Ye, the same old shillelagh.
Sure, and 50 years ago, me father left Coleraine shore. He landed here shillelagh in hand and divil a penny more. He got a job and then a wife and raised a family. And when he died, he left his old shillelagh sick to me. Sure, it's the same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. And divil a one was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He led the parade on Paddy's Day and twirled it round his mitt. And divil a one would monkey with it or me dad would have a fit. With that same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they got up,
begotter, he'd knock them down again.
And many's the time he used it on me for to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland. I'm going on the police force, it's the only thing to do. Instead of having one nightstick, begotty, I'll have two. And if I get into a fight, no one will bother me. But I'll have the old shillelagh stick my father left to me. Sure as the same old shillelagh my father brought from Ireland. And divil a one was prouder than he as he walked with it in his hand. He led the parade on Paddy's Day and twirled it round his mitt. And divil a one was monkey with it or me dad would have a fit. Where the same old shillelagh me father could lick a dozen men. As fast as they got up,
begotter, he'd knock him down again.
And many's the time he used it on me for to make me understand. The same old shillelagh me father brought from Ireland.
Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth.
No other toothpaste does a better job of cleaning teeth than Colgate Dental Cream. For Colgate Dental Cream has a safe polishing agent that cleans your teeth both gently and thoroughly, brings out their natural sparkle and beauty. You can actually see and feel the difference.
And scientific tests prove that Colgate Dental Cream cleans your breath while it cleans your teeth. Yes, actual scientific tests prove conclusively that in 7 out of 10 cases, Colgate's instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth.
Colgate Dental Cream is famous for its wonderful wake-up flavor, too. Nationwide tests of leading toothpastes prove that Colgate's is preferred for flavor over every other brand tested. Yes, preferred over every other brand tested.
And no wonder. For For Colgate Dental Cream is the result of constant effort to produce the finest toothpaste in the world today. For cleaning teeth, for flavor, for sweetening breath.
So see if you don't agree with the millions who have made Colgate Dental Cream America's favorite toothpaste. Try Colgate Dental Cream to bring out the natural sparkle and beauty of your teeth. For a wake-up flavor you'll thoroughly enjoy.
And always use Colgate Dental Cream after you eat and before every date to clean your breath while you clean your teeth. Well, there's great excitement this week in the adopted town of our young hero, Dennis Day, for this is the week of the annual Weaverville Hobby Show. As usual, his landlord and lady, the Andersons, have each worked on a project, but unfortunately only Herbert has produced an entry. His scale model of a ship has already been sent to the display, but alas, Mrs. Anderson's carefully nurtured box petunia has failed to produce so much as a bud. She's inconsolable as she gazes at it.
Oh, my poor flower. My poor dear flower.
Oh, now there, little cuddle girl.
It wasn't your fault, Mother. It was just bad luck.
Not even a bud. And I've tried so hard to help the poor thing grow. I even took the heater out of Dennis's room and stood it next to it all winter.
Well, now, don't you feel unhappy about the hobby show, lover. I've entered my model ship in your name as well as mine.
Oh, Herbert, did you really?
Yes. And what's more, I've named it after you. The Poopsie.
The what?
It's written right across the Poopsie deck.
Herbert, I don't care for that sort of humor.
Sorry, my dear. I can't think what came over me.
What's more, I don't want that name bandied about in public. You will change the name of your boat to the Clara.
Yes, my rapture.
Morning, everyone.
Oh, hi, Dennis.
Hello.
Good morning, my son.
Gee, Mrs. Anderson, I didn't sleep a wink last night when I heard about your poor little petunia. Mr. Anderson broke the news to me just as I was putting on my overcoat to go to bed.
Yes, and I promised everyone in town a big surprise, too. Every year, something terrible happens to me at hobby show time.
Yeah, last year you sent over that fancy cake you'd baked, and they entered it in the millinery exhibit by mistake.
Well, it didn't do badly, though, Poopsie. It took second prize.
But I can't understand it. How could the judges think my cake was a lady's hat?
Maybe they tasted it.
Dennis.
Huh?
Today is St. Patrick's Day, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you take a nice walk down the street, whistling God Save the King? Come along, Herbert.
Oh, darn it, now she's mad at me again. Just when I wanted her to like me well enough to spare my life when she hears the news.
The news? What are you talking about?
Well, Mildred, a few weeks ago I did a foolish thing. I know that doesn't sound like me, but I did. Well, you know the baby picture contest Peak Magazine was running? $300 for first prize?
Oh, the cutest hot contest? Yes, what about it?
I entered a picture in it, and it won.
But, Dennis, that's wonderful.
But somehow I don't think so. You see, the picture I sent in was one of your mother when she was 3 years old.
My mother? Well, why did you do that?
I don't know. I ran across it in your family album, and it was so... so... well, at that age, ferociousness is cute.
Still don't see why you're so upset. Suppose Mother's picture did win.
But you don't understand. The magazine is sending a photographer here to take more pictures of the winner.
Oh!
He'll probably be a little surprised when he sees your mother.
Oh. Oh, my gosh, of course he will.
And even if he weren't, I doubt if she posed on a white fur rug in the condition he expects.
Gets out, she'll be laughed out of town.
Yeah, and I was counting on that prize money to get me in good with her.
Dennis, there might be a way to save it yet. What we need is a baby.
Mildred, he's coming this afternoon. Even if we got married right this minute, there wouldn't be...
I mean, we have to borrow one.
Oh.
Now, let's see. Who do we know who has a baby?
Well, the fellow who delivers my laundry has one, and he... No, his baby might not do.
Well, why not? Who is he? What's his name?
Hip Sing Lung Fu.
I'm afraid you're right. Say, wait. How about Mrs. Rogers? She has a baby, and she's always looking for a place for it while she's at work.
Oh, but Mrs. Rogers' kid is only a year old. Your mother was three when that picture was taken.
Well, we can make him look older.
Him? When it comes time to explain that one, you take over.
Dennis, stop being silly. Now, look, you go over to Mrs. Rogers' house and tell her you've just opened a nursery for the babies of working mothers. Tell her on it.
I'll try.
Don't.
Well, okay, I just hope this works.
Of course it will. What are you doing there?
Putting my ring on the third finger of my left hand. If I'm going to be a mother, I want to look right.
Yes?
How do you do, Mrs. Rogers? I'm Mr. Day of the Day-Day Nursery.
The Day-Day Nursery?
We take complete charge of your baby all day while you work for only $1.
Only $1? Oh, well, that's very reasonable. Can you feed them properly for so little money?
Madam, our food is not only healthy, but there's plenty of it. Every one of your baby sandwiches will be on whole wheat bread and come with French fried potatoes.
French fried potatoes?
And what's more, your child will be taught proper table manners. He won't be handled the way some parents handle babies.
What do you mean?
Believe me, if he burps after his meals, he better excuse himself.
Mr. Day.
And that isn't all we do for the little tyke. He'll get a bath every single day. We hand him some soap and a towel and throw him into the bathtub. And when I come back into that bathroom, he better be clean.
You mean you put babies into a bathtub and then leave them there all alone?
Well, madam, some of the kids are of my opposite sex.
Oh, Mr. Day, you must be out of your mind. You've never been anywhere near a nursery in your whole life.
I said something that caused you to lose confidence in me?
Well, what do you think?
Yeah, I might have known. Well, I better tell you the truth, Mrs. Rogers. You see, Mildred Anderson and I thought...
Mildred Anderson? You mean Clara and Herbert's child?
Yeah.
Is she in this with you?
Yeah, you see, we thought...
Oh, well, why didn't you say so? I'd be glad to let Mildred take care of my baby.
Oh, yeah?
Of course, she's a wonderful girl and very reliable. But don't you go near him or the deal's off, you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
I like my baby the way he is. Now, you stay here and I'll go get him. And I'll give you some extras, too.
Extras?
Well, of course. Mildred's going to change him, isn't she?
How do you like that? And she just said she liked him the way he is.
We'll continue this day in the life of Dennis Day in just a moment. Meanwhile, here's Dennis to sing his RCA Victor recording of Clancy Lowered the Boom.
Clancy was a peaceful man, if you know what I mean. The cops picked up the pieces after Clancy left the scene. He never looked for trouble, that's a fact you can assume. But nevertheless, when trouble would press, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. O'Leary was the fighting man, they all knew he was tough. He strutted round the neighborhood, shooting off his guff. He picked a fight with Clancy, then and there he sealed his doom. Before you could shout, O'Leary, look out! Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Now Clancy left the barber shop with tonic on his hair. He walked into the pool room and he met O'Reilly there. O'Reilly said, for goodness sake, now do I smell perfume? Before you could stack your cue in the rack, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom. Boom, 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 boom. Mulrooney walked into the bar and ordered up a round. He left his drink to telephone and Clancy drank it down. Mulrooney said, who drunk me drink, I lay him in his tomb. Before you could pat the top of your hat, Clancy lowered the boom. Oh, that Clancy! Oh, that Clancy! Whenever they got his Irish up, Clancy lowered the boom!
He still doesn't look old enough, Mildred. Nowhere near three.
Oh, I know.
Better give me a couple more locks of your hair to paste on his head.
Golly, Dennis, you'll have me bald.
Yeah, but just think, if this doesn't work, I'll be scalped.
All right. Here, and do try to paste it on evenly this time.
Okay, steady, baby, steady.
Darn it, there he goes again. You'll have to rock him in your arms like you did before.
Yeah, nice baby, good baby. Rock-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. Gee, it works every time, doesn't it?
Yes, but he still doesn't look as old as he should.
Well, do you think we should paint a mustache on him?
Don't be silly. But maybe if he had some eyebrows. Wait a minute. Here, try these over his eyes.
All right, steady, baby. There.
Huh. How do you think he looks now?
Like John L. Lewis's kid.
Well, I just don't know what we're going to do. That photographer will be here any minute. I know he has a reservation at the hotel for early.
Brent, take Mr. Reiner's bags, boy. You going to be with us long, Mr. Reiner?
Just overnight. The Anderson baby over at 321 Elm Street won my magazine's cutest top contest, and I'm here to get some more pictures.
Herb and Clara? Why, they got no baby.
No?
No.
But just take a look at this photograph.
Yeah. Why, holy smoke, that is a baby. And it looks just like Pupsy, too. That same scowl, only with dimples.
You mean you didn't know they had a baby?
Why, nobody did. How do you like that? So that's the surprise she had for the town. Hey, Sam, Ed, Janie, Frank, Louise, come here. What do you know? The Andersons got a baby. A baby.
There he goes again. Rock him quick.
Yeah, nice baby. Fine baby. Don't know what to call him, but he's mighty like a rose. Ah, he likes me. Hello, baby. Hello, Jimmy boy. Hey, see that?
Yes, but he's supposed to be a girl, Dennis, remember? You better get used to the idea.
Oh, yeah. Hello, baby. Hello, Clara, honey.
Oh, golly, no, Lord.
We're only kidding, baby. You're really a big, fine, strong man. Sure.
Come on, we simply got to paste some more hair on him if we're going to convince that photographer he's three. Oh, my gosh, Dennis, there he is. Quick, get there before someone else can start talking to him.
Yeah. Yeah, well, oh, why, Mr. Anderson.
Oh, Dennis, I'm so excited I couldn't even get my key in the lock. Pupsy, dream lover.
Yes, Herbert.
Pupsy, I think we've won the model ship contest.
Your sailboat took first prize? Yes. But they weren't to announce it till Friday.
Yes, but the news must be out somehow. Everyone in town has been shaking my hand and congratulating me all day.
Oh, Herbert, that's wonderful.
Yes, several of the boys even asked me why I wasn't passing out cigars. Can you imagine?
Gee, that's swell, Mr. Anderson. We're all proud of you.
Oh, I should say we are. Come on, Herbert. We'll go down to the show right now.
Well, I'll get it.
Oh, wait, Mr. Anderson.
Well, hello, Mrs. Rogers.
Oh, Mr. Anderson, I just heard. Congratulations.
Why, thank you, Mrs. Rogers.
Yeah. Well, I was coming over here anyway. Why, Mrs. Anderson.
Hmm?
But you're up. You're out of bed already.
Mrs. Rogers, it's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Come along,
Herbert. We've got to get downtown.
But surely you're not going to go downtown this soon, Mrs. Anderson.
Why, of course we are. That's where they've got it on exhibition. See you later, Mrs. Rogers.
Mrs. Rogers, is anything wrong? You're standing there with your mouth open.
Mr. Day, is it really on exhibition?
Why, sure, at the hobby show.
A hobby show?
Oh, sure, it's beautiful. Of course, we don't know yet whether it'll float.
Well, you're not going to try to find out, are you?
Oh, not until we're sure her seams are good and tight so she won't get waterlogged.
Mr. Day, you're not serious.
Huh? Of course I am. We don't even know yet if she'll sit up properly. She has a round bottom, you know.
Yes, but don't they all?
Oh, no. Some are built like barges. Mrs. Rogers, are you sure there's nothing wrong? You're acting so funny about this.
Well, I just can't get over it, that's all. In the first place, it's such a shock to see Mrs. Anderson on her way downtown after something so strenuous.
Mrs. Anderson? Why, she had almost nothing to do with it. Mr. Anderson deserves most of the...
Mr. Anderson!
Oh, sure. Boy, is he proud. This is his first windjammer.
Well, I really didn't come over here to talk about that at all. I came over to get my baby.
Your baby?
Yes.
Oh, but Mrs. Rogers, you can't. The photographer... I mean, he's upstairs fast asleep. You shouldn't wake up a baby. He might not sleep while he's awake.
Well, yes, but I... What was that?
Me.
See? That was my baby, and you said he was fast asleep.
Oh, wait, Mrs. Rogers, don't go up there. Let us handle this, please.
It came from this room here, didn't it?
Mrs. Rogers, don't look at your little Jimmy. Oh, you look. Mildred, believe me, it couldn't possibly work.
But why not? Why couldn't you be the child?
Oh, no.
Yes. And I'll be your mother.
Mildred, you're 19 and I'm 22. Even in India, women don't have children that young.
We'll pretend you're a child, silly. You can talk in a little three-year-old voice that'll fool him completely.
Yeah, but won't the rest of me make him a little suspicious?
He won't see you. He'll only hear you. We'll put you in a dark room and tell him there's something wrong with your eyes.
Mildred, I know that...
Dennis, that must be him. Now, quick, lie down on the couch and cover yourself with that afghan. I'll draw the curtain.
How do you do? I'm Milton Reiner of Peak Magazine.
Oh, yes. You came to take pictures of my little Clara. I'm sorry the room is so dark, but poor little Clara's eyes aren't right.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear it.
You can talk to her, though. She's right here. Clara, honey, there's a man here to talk to you. Say hello to the man.
My name is Clara Anderson. I'm 20 half years old. So there, too.
And you have something wrong with your eyes, Clara?
Yeah, too. I got bad eyes, so my mommy won't let me shoot pool or nothing.
Well, I didn't know little girls played pool.
I'm a tomboy.
Well, what seems to be the trouble, darling? Did you strain your little eyes somehow?
Yeah, too much reading.
Too much reading at your age?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
What happened to your voice just then?
I guess it's changing.
At 3 1/2?
I'm a tomboy.
Reiner, I'm afraid that's all little Clara should...
Yoo-hoo, Mildred, we're home.
Oi.
What's going on in here? Why is it so dark? Well, who are you?
Well, my name is Reiner, madam. I came to take some pictures of your granddaughter.
My granddaughter? What granddaughter?
She's absent-minded.
What?
Hello, Grandma.
Dennis, say, what are you up to? Get your head out from under that cover.
Why, it's a full-grown boy.
Not for long, I'm afraid. But I can explain, Mrs. Anderson. Honest, I can.
Don't bother.
Well, I'd like to know what's going on. Where's the Clara Anderson whose baby picture won first prize in our contest?
Clara Anderson? My picture won first prize? My baby picture? Oh! I can't really say I'm surprised. Where's the money?
Are you kidding? I got a good mind to sue you and this kid for fraud.
Fraud? Dennis Day.
Mrs. Anderson, wait. Get that gleam out of your eye. I'm too young to go like this. I'm just a boy, a child.
I'm only 20 half years old.
Dennis Day will be back in just 1 minute to sing Danny Boy. But first... Grand news, wonderful news. Now Luster Cream Shampoo comes in tubes as well as jars. Yes, Luster Cream, the utterly new cream shampoo that gives you soft, glamorous dream girl hair. Try Luster Cream Shampoo. 4 ounce jar, $1. Smaller sizes, tubes or jars, whichever you prefer, 49 and 25 cents. But whether you prefer the tube or the jar, you will prefer Luster Cream Shampoo. Be a dream girl, a lovely Luster Cream girl.
Dream girl, dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. Hair that gleams and glistens from a Luster Cream shampoo. Dream girl, dream girl, beautiful Luster Cream girl. You owe your crowning glory to a Luster Cream shampoo.
No St. Patrick's Day would be complete without Dennis singing the lovely old Irish air, Danny Boy. Here it is now, sung as only Dennis Day can sing it.
Danny Boy, to Glen Mountain's side. The summer's gone, and all the roses falling. It's you must go, and I must die. But come ye back when summer's in the meadow, or when my heart is hushed and white with snow. If I'll be here in sunshine or in shadow. Danny boy, oh Danny boy, I love you so. But when ye come and all the flowers are dying, if I am dead, as dead I well may be, he'll come and find a place where I am lying, and kneel and say an ave there for me. And I shall hear the soft mute tread above me, and all my grave will warmer, sweeter be. For you will mend and tell me that you love me. And I shall sleep in until you
thank you, and my thanks also to the Ancient Order of Hibernians for the honor they have bestowed upon me by presenting me with their annual award. Good night, everyone.
Next week, tune in to another Dennis Day Show brought to you by Colgate Dental Cream to clean your breath while you clean your teeth, and Luster Cream Shampoo for soft, glamorous dream girl hair. Friends, Here's a chance to help the Girl Scouts and to help children everywhere, and you don't have to contribute a cent in cash. You can help by contributing either children's or adults' clothing or material, or by contributing a few hours a week sewing, sorting, and packing. Call your local Girl Scout troop tomorrow. Help them make warm friends of the world's shivering children. Vern Smith speaking. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
And you can't get much more old-time radio Irish than that than Dennis Day and getting an award from the Royal Hibernians there on his program for St. Paddy's Day. And here's a reminder, if you love old-time radio music as well as you, I think you like old-time radio programs, then you're going to want to check out the RTC Music Channel playing the very best from old-time radio music. And also, we now have a program on there that features old-time radio programs that have live old-time radio music recorded in the day, of course. So you're going to want to check that out. That program's called Transcribed, and it runs at midnight and noon Eastern time for 1 hour. So be sure to check that out. And, of course, the great old-time music while you're there, www.rtcmusicchannel.com. Now here's Lux Radio Theater. The episode is entitled Top of the Morning, and it's starring Dennis Day and Anne Blythe from 1952.
Lux presents Hollywood. Lever Brothers Company, the makers of Lux Toilet Soap, bring you the Lux Radio Theater, starring Dennis Day, Anne Blythe, and Barry Fitzgerald in Top of the Morning. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keeley.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, and the Top of the Morning. For quite a few years, we've been looking forward to St. Patrick's Day and the Lux Radio Theater falling on the same day, because we wanted to bring you one of those charming, whimsical tales that only the Irish can tell. Chock full of will-o'-the-wisps, the little people, and the wearing of the green. And as our stars of tonight's enchanting romance from Paramount Pictures, we have Dennis Day singing the songs of old Erin to that delightful Colleen Anne Blythe. And because we should have at least one Irishman who's kissed the Blarney Stone, that grand character actor, Barry Fitzgerald. And now, before the curtain goes up, I want you to hear of an important discovery about Lux Toilet Soap. That is wonderful news for your complexion.
Yes, tonight I want to make you a promise. A promise that you can improve your complexion. Make it feel smoother, firmer, look fresher, clearer with daily Lux Soap Care. And here is the new discovery that proves this promise. Lux Soap Care has skin tonic action. Remember that phrase. Skin tonic action. It means that Lux Care actually stimulates your inner skin. Now, you've probably always thought of your skin from the outside. Tonight, think of your skin from the inside, because the real improvement begins on the inside. Scientific tests show the more you stimulate your inner skin, the lovelier your outer skin looks. And that's just what skin tonic action does for you. It means your complexion will look smoother, firmer, fresher, clearer, even younger. Yes, scientific evidence proves that Lux Skin Tonic Action will make a real difference in the loveliness of any normal, healthy skin. And that probably means your skin. You can easily prove this for yourself. Start your daily Lux Care now, and you will see that just one cake of Lux will make your complexion definitely smoother, definitely fresher. You can count on this. We would not make this promise unless we were certain that Lux would fulfill every word of it. So try Lux now. Lux Toilet Soap Care and the beautifying benefits of skin tonic action are guaranteed by Lever Brothers Company.
Now, Top of the Morning, starring Anne Blythe as Con, Dennis Day as Joe Mulqueen, and Barry Fitzgerald as Bryony McNaughton.
My name's Joe Mulqueen, Oh, it's a good Irish name, all right, but the closest I'd ever been to Ireland is a paid-up membership card in the Friendly Sons of St. Patrick and the Fife and Shillelagh Marching Club. The closest, that is, until a couple of weeks ago. You see, I happen to work for the Manhattan Insurance Company, and one day the boss called me in.
I just got a cablegram, Joe. Another big theft. They filed a claim for $500,000. How well do you get along with the Irish?
Well, I root for Notre Dame regularly. Why?
Because you're taking the next plane for Ireland.
Well, why pick on me? What do I know about Ireland?
Well, your mother came from there, didn't she?
That's no advantage.
And the only other man available is Manny Epstein.
That's no advantage either.
Now, the theft of the stone was reported a few hours ago in Cork.
What kind of stone?
The Blarney Stone.
Hey, what are you trying to give me?
I know, it's crazy, but we're stuck for $500,000.
But, boss, you can't insure a thing like the Blarney Stone.
We did. And the point is, we can't afford that kind of loss. Your tickets and expense money are outside. Now, here, 6 pages of notes. You can read all about it on the plane. Now, get going.
And when I get there?
Check with the Cork police. A fellow named Inspector Fowler. Don't let anyone else know who you are. Just be friendly, mix with the people, and find that Blarney Stone.
Sheila August Carlange.
Meaning what?
That's Gaelic. I think it means, here comes the British. Well, ik wil de zeen später there, Dorton boss.
Keep in touch, see? And keep those reports coming in.
Well, according to the notes, the theft had been reported to the village police force consisting of 2 men, Sergeant Bryony McNaughton and Officer Huey Devine.
Oh, it's all too true, Huey. The Blarney Stone has disappeared. And as the legal arm of this village, we belong at the scene of the crime. Now go fetch a bicycle.
Hey, look, Bryony, look. Half the village is coming to hear you verify the circumstances.
No. Get back to your business and let Huey and me attend to our own.
Bryony, the stone is gone from the castle.
Aye.
Oh, terrible. There'll be no more gift to the Blarney. Oh, a speechless world. Oh, it's a sparkling calamity. Hey, Bryony, look. Your daughter. Morning, Con.
Morning, Huey. I brought your lunch early, Father.
Take it back, girl. Too much to do today.
Oh, then it's really gone. Just as the legend said.
Oh, aye, indeed. That someday the Blarney Stone will be stolen. Oh. And there will follow strange accidents and unhappy deeds.
Oh. Don't wait up for me, Con. I'm a busy man today. Now, out of me way there. Out of me way.
Oh, you'll be proud of your father now, Con.
Oh, yes, it's a large day for Bryony McNaughton. Oh, for 30 years there's been no such time.
That's right, Con, that's right. This is the proof of Bryony.
Oh, yes, a chance for him to be looked up to for his share of time. And that's a small wish. Oh, find it, Father. Find the stone.
Over here by the castle steps. Now, it's footprints we're looking for.
Ah, footprints. Oh, she, you've got a vast treasure between your ears, Bryony. A supreme brain.
Aye, yes.
Hey, Bryony, there's footprints, look.
Divine, those are my footprints.
Good morning, Sergeant.
Inspector Fallon. Well, we got things started,
sir. Divine, rope off this entire area before it's turned into a picnic ground.
Yes, sir. Immediate, sir.
And what about me, sir? Now, I could either...
Go back to the village, Bryony.
But the case, sir, the terrible theft.
You operate under the police department of the city of Cork. You got no jurisdiction here. Now, you'll do us more good if you attend to your own job.
You mean that I can't help, sir?
I'm sorry, McNaughton, but we'll be moving too fast for an old man to keep up.
An old man?
Well, maybe not. But who'd bet you'd have the price of another sunrise? Now, please, McNaughton, you'd better go back.
Yes, sir. Not the price of another sunrise. And that from a little man who weighs no more than an echo. Well, I'll stay on the case, and I'll solve it. I'll solve it if it's the last thing I do.
Well, the case was still wide open when I reached Cork. First, I checked in with Inspector Fallon, then I bought a lot of oil paints and a canvas and headed for the village. En route, I spent an hour or two at Blarney Castle, then I paid a week's rent at the local Waldorf and spread the word around that I was an artist. I wandered over to the first meadow I saw and set up the easel. As expected, it wasn't too long before I had an audience.
Would it be right, sir, to say you're a painter of things?
Of course he's a painter. The brush is the proof.
Oh, hiya, men. Well, I'm glad to see you appreciate the finer things.
It is a picture, is it?
Well, sure it is. Thought I captured the scene rather well myself. Trees, cows, the river. Oh, well, I guess I'll be going back to the village now.
Can we help you?
Swell. You grab the easel and the art critic here can carry the paint box.
The brushes are full of paint, sir. It's a great mess.
Oh, the brushes. Well, where can I wash them?
There's a little river, sir, at the end of your nose.
Well, let's mosey over, shall we? Say, that robbery created quite a stir around here, hmm?
And the evil deeds begin already. Already have 6 cattle died of no cause at all. Mm. And there's the man who sneezed.
Sneezed? Is that bad?
Well, sneezing is one thing. But would you not see it odd for a man to sneeze without closing his eyes? Oh, the blinding grief has started for certain.
Well, I'm sure sorry, fellas. Meanwhile, let me wash out my brushes.
It's the madness of color you've made of this thing, sir.
Oh, that. Well, that's the palette. Give it to me. I'll take my knife and scrape the paint off. Well, now, and who do we have over there?
Con McNaughton, sir, doing her washing, as any proper girl should.
It is said, sir, that the stream of Donglurish is surely the fairest place alive to wash, or to wish.
Is that a fact?
Sir, would you be cleaning your paints, or would you be standing at Con at her laundry work?
Oh, yeah, let's get going here.
Now she's staring at him.
And coming this way.
I'm Con McNaughton. And who are you?
Joe McQueen. Oh, my, what a doll.
Aye, there's little to match the beauty of Con McNaughton.
And now would you have anything else to say?
Just amen.
Oh, you're American, then?
How can you tell?
Oh, it was easy, since they're the only ones who know just the tail end of a prayer. America, the Land's End.
I beg your pardon?
And the knife in his hand.
Oh, I forgot to clean it. I'll be right with you.
Here's his knife.
If it's blood you're thinking of, it's only red paint, such as his cow is made of.
Oh, I'm pondering on other matters, Pierce O'Neill. The prophecy. The prophecy is related by Biddy O'Devlin.
What prophecy, Con?
Oh, being a boy, you wouldn't know, but a prophecy that has come to Biddy down through the ages. Oh, help me with my bundle, Pierce. Hurry.
Hey, what's the rush? What's she talking about? Who's Biddy?
And what's this prophecy?
You'll have to ask Con McNaughton, sir, if you can catch her.
Well, I will. I will.
You'd better wait for another time. It's in her mind now. And as any fool knows, the mind of a woman is a dreadful thing to dwell upon.
Even in Ireland, huh? Well, I went back to the village, but I'd no more than hit Main Street when the law closed in. Yep. Bryony McNaughton and Huey Devine hustled me straight to the hoosegow.
Now then, Mr. McQueen, suppose you tell us just what you were doing exactly hanging around Blarney Castle this morning.
Oh, that. Well, you see, I was painting. You know, pictures. Go ahead and take a look at them.
Hey, he's painted something here, Bryony. Oh, it's a thing of great confusion.
Yeah. Take a look, Sarge. I rather think I've got something there, don't you? Note the expression on the cow's face. Treat it in profile, you see.
Tell me, you paid money to learn to do this?
It was a gift from heaven.
Well, I'd leave the church. Now, I'll give you one more chance. What are you doing in this village?
Look, I just told you, Sarge, but if you're going to run your jail this way, I'll just have to take my business someplace else.
All right, Devine, lock him up.
Lock me up? Oh, now, look, fellas, on what charge?
Vagrancy is enough. And to that, add invading the privacy of the cow.
Oh, Bryony, that's a gigantic reply.
I didn't think it was so big.
Yes, and you can stay in there until you're ready to answer some questions.
Like, for instance?
Telling us your name's Mulqueen. Now, supposing you tell us your real name.
That is my real name, Joe Mulqueen.
They say the true check is in a man's face.
Well, in this case, it's hard to tell you. Because there's practically nothing in his head.
Look, first you toss me in the pokey, and now you tell me I'm not Irish. Look, fellas, I got to draw the line somewhere.
Well, I'll interrogate you further when you've had time to think things over.
Hey, Bryony, you left your concertina there in the cell. Oh, we're about to hear a tune played.
Another gift from heaven, I suppose.
As beautiful Kitty one morning was dripping with a pitcher of milk from the fair of Coleraine,
When she saw me, she stumbled, a pitcher it tumbled, and all the sweet buttermilk spilled on the plain. She said to me, you know, ah, what shall I do now? Sure, sure, such a pitcher I'll ne'er meet again. 'Twas the pride of my dairy, oh, Barney McClary, your scent has a plague on the girls of Coleraine. I sat down beside her and gently did chide her that such a misfortune should give her such pain. A kiss then I gave her, and there I did leave her. She'd vowed for such pleasure she'd break it again. 'Twas haymaking season, I can't tell the reason, misfortunes will never come single, 'tis plain. Far very soon after poor Kitty's disaster, the devil a pitcher was left in Coleraine.
I sung like a civilized angel, Hughie.
So that was a sweet noise, Briony.
Go on, Hughie, open the door.
Huh? Let him out?
Yeah. What about the charges, Briony?
Oh, I just dismissed them.
Briony, isn't he the tender lad?
Joe, listen, after hearing you sing, I've decided you've been telling the truth. Now, what are your plans for tonight?
Well, I was going to bed early. You see, I thought I'd take my brushes and catch the sunrise.
We're having a party at our house tonight. Would you care to come? I said, would you care to come?
Hey, Briony. The lad studying the picture on your desk. The picture of Con.
Yeah, she's me daughter, Joe. Looks just like me.
Your daughter, huh? I just canceled the sunrise.
Good. And about tonight, just ask for the house of Briony McNaughton. You can't miss it.
You know, Sarge, you've been pretty nice at that. Yep. I may even do your portrait someday.
Oh, no, not that.
Lots of character there. It's spread all over.
Oh, Briony, he likes you.
You have a nice face, too.
And so sweetly disposed, Briony. Not a word or reproach for arresting him.
I can see that you were tricked by my plan, too. Do you know what I think of John McQueen? I think he's our man.
No.
Yes. First, the Blarney Stone is stolen. Then, out of the morning, a stranger comes with no explanation except that he paints pictures you'd be ashamed to hang in your broom closet. Now, what do the facts suggest?
Ah, Briony. Briony, it was your poise that tricked him. Now, what's our plan?
To fool him with friendship till we find some evidence. So tonight, while he's at the party, you'll be at the hotel searching the zoo.
Oh, Briony, your intellect's loaded with molecules.
Ah, well, no, I wouldn't say that, Hughie. But on certain things, Briony McNaughton doesn't have to be bitten by a fox, oh, no.
Meanwhile, I'd gone back to the hotel, plugged in the dictaphone machine, and proceeded to dictate my first report on the case of the missing Blarney Stone. Proceeding at once to the village, where things started getting a little rough. Seems like everybody in town's a little wacky. Anyway, the officer in charge is a cute old codger named McNaughton. Doesn't have much talent, though. Doubt if he could find the curve in a pretzel if you furnished him with a blueprint. But he's a sweet old man. Leaving soon for a party at his home. We'll advise further tomorrow. Signed, Joe Mulqueen. Oh, P.S. If anybody steals one of the pyramids, Manny Epstein's your man.
Before we return with Act Two of Top of the Morning, here's your Lux Hollywood reporter, Libby Collins.
With a picture of intrigue in Ankara, the true story of World War II's most notorious spy. You'll see the whole expose in 20th Century Fox's gripping documentary, Five Fingers.
James Mason, as Cicero, shows how the valet of a British ambassador sold top secrets to the Germans.
Lux lovely Danielle Darrieux plays Cicero's co-partner in espionage. And Michael Rennie is the British inspector.
Libby, speaking of top secrets, what am I bid for Hollywood's top beauty secret?
Why, John, everyone knows that glamorous screen stars depend on Lux soap to make skin really lovelier.
Yes, when you see lovely Daniel Derrier in Five Fingers, look at her Lux Smooth Skin. You'll see that Lux Soap Care, with its skin tonic action, makes a real difference in the loveliness of skin. And girls, you can be sure that the beauty care that works for Hollywood stars will work for you, too. So try it now. See how soon Lux Skin Tonic Action can improve your skin. Remember, it's proved. The more you stimulate your inner skin with Lux Soap Care, the lovelier your complexion looks. You'll see, you'll feel, it is definitely smoother, firmer, fresher, clearer. Yes, just one cake of Lux Toilet Soap with its skin tonic action can bring this quick new beauty to you. Now, our producer, Mr. William Keeley.
Act two of Top of the Morning, starring Dennis Day as Joe, Anne Blythe as Con, Barry Fitzgerald as Bryony, and Dan O'Herlihy as Huey Devine.
Well, that night I went over to Bryony's house for the party. Frankly, I was hoping to make a little time with his daughter. But when I got there, Con was having a session with an old lady who sat in the corner.
Oh, and what happened today, Biddy O'Devlin, oh, would frighten a star.
As the wisest woman in nine counties, I've already heard.
Then it has been fulfilled, the first condition of the prophecy.
Well, to give you a definite answer, Con, it all depends. On the other hand, there's the second condition.
Oh, tell me, Biddy. Tell me again.
That he shall come to your house in a coat of Glenany and sing like the imprisoned bird of Connemara.
Biddy.
Well, girl?
There he is, talking with Father. And his court's as green as the map of Ireland. Not only that, he's... Oh, Biddy, look, here they come.
This way, Joe, this way. Biddy O'Devlin, this is Joe Mulqueen. I have him for my friend.
Good evening.
He has a generous face, Bryony.
And you've already met me daughter.
Oh, we did, Father, this afternoon.
Then run for the beer con I'm dying.
Ah, oh, yes, Father, right away.
And what of the rubber Bryony and the Blarney Stone?
Oh, there's nothing to report, Biddy.
And while we wait, the evil deeds go on. Today I saw a man walking in the sun. And the strange part is he did not cast a shadow.
No shadow, huh? Well, what do you think of that, Joe?
I think it's a whale of an act.
Ah, the beer, Father. For you and Biddy.
And none for Mulqueen.
Well, I've been thinking that perhaps Mr. Mulqueen would rather dance if there was someone to ask him. You do dance, Mr. Mulqueen.
Well, I might get by if you leave.
Then I should like to dance with you.
They go together, Bryony, like fleas and a dog.
Oh, do they now?
Did Con tell you what happened today?
The prediction? That's a yarn made up for a village girl 500 years ago. How would it count in days like these?
Bryony, it's your telephone. Huey Devine, and his voice is as pale as a bucket of lard.
Huey, is it? You're excusing me, Biddy. It's me official capacity.
A moment later, Bryony rushed from the house, jumped on his bicycle, and disappeared. There might have been those who missed him, but not Con and me. By now, we were alone, out in the garden.
So I thought I'd tell you about the lilac bushes, Joe, out here in the garden.
But, Con, there aren't any lilac bushes.
Oh, that's true. For in this part of the country, it is said that the children's breath on the air is perfume enough.
Oh, do you have to believe in every fairy tale you hear? I guess it's nice once in a while, but you overdo it around here, don't you think?
Oh, it's true. But at least we know they're fairy tales. And it's a better way to think of the fields we'll walk in, the sons we'll want, and the men we'll marry.
Hey, how about those men?
Ah, not enough prayers to St. Anne, I suppose.
St. Anne?
Oh, the saint of lovers. All the girls pray to her. It's a short prayer. Please, St. Anne, get me a man.
Where do I get in line?
How do you mean, Joe?
Oh, honey, you're starting to get some action already.
Action?
Well, how could you miss?
Oh, what are you planning on, Joe Mulqueen?
Well, back home, they call this making a pitch.
Well, could I ask you now, back home, is there such a thing as a slow pitcher?
You're in love with someone anyone would know. Takes up all your dreaming, makes you sort of glow. I guess you think your laughter covers up your sight. But you've got a love look in your lovely eyes. Oh, you're in love with someone, anyone I know. Like to have his chances, a lucky so-and-so. Forever and forever, he'll be loving you naturally. If you're in love with someone like me.
Oh, singing is a very rich custom. I like it.
Yeah, well, I guess it's time for Joe to be rolling. Good night, Con.
Good night, Joe.
And by the way, if you get a flash from St. Anne, keep me in mind.
And he sings. Sings like the imprisoned bird of Connemara.
I was in kind of a hurry to get back to the hotel. I had a hunch that if I wasn't too late, I'd find company up in my room.
Now, before you get upset, Mr. Mulqueen, we'll have you know this is an official police visit.
Well, hiya, Huey. Bryony.
We've been searching your room.
Well, if it's the Blarney Stone you're looking for, I'm afraid...
You'll do me the favor to answer me questions. This machine here, what is it?
Oh, that's just a dictaphone machine. You talk into it and it plays back.
Now, that's a pretty scheme.
Would you mind having it play back?
Well, maybe some other time, Bryony.
That's an order. Play it.
Well, we can play a little bit, I guess. You sure you want to hear this?
Play it.
But it's just... Oh, well.
Manhattan Insurance Company, attention, E.L. Larkin. First report on the theft of the Blarney Stone.
Hey, Bryony, it's him. It's his voice.
Keep quiet, Devine.
Arrived on schedule. Made contact immediately with the Cork police.
Hey, the man's a detective.
Play on, Judas Mulqueen.
Proceeding at once to the village where things started getting a little rough. Seems like everybody in town's a little wacky. Well, anyway, the officer in charge is a cute old codger named McNaughton. Doesn't have much talent, though.
Oh, Bryony, I'm filled with despair.
Well, that's about all. Not much else to it.
More.
More? Oh, but it's just routine, you see.
Huey, press the button again.
Doesn't have much talent, though. Doubt if he could find a curve in a pretzel if you furnished him with a blueprint. But he's a sweet old man. Sweet old man. Sweet old man. Sweet old...
It gets stuck like that sometimes. Anyway, that's really all there is to it, you see.
Oh, Bryony, your heart must be as heavy as a bag full of anvils.
Oh, I don't blame you for being sore, Bryony, but now that you know we can work together, huh? I'll need your help.
No, you won't. For if you're not wise, Joe McQueen, you'll get some other machine that'll make you so. Come on, Huey.
Top it all, Father, last night when Joe sang in the garden.
Don't you see,
Father, Biddy O'Devlin's prediction is right.
Biddy O'Devlin? Any properly trained woman would have been dead years ago. And as for Joe Mulqueen, I detest the man.
Oh.
And that's the sum of my observations. Now, bring me my breakfast.
Yes, Father.
Con?
Yes?
Did you say how the neck's condition went?
Oh. I thought you had no interest in it.
I don't. But if you were just now to blot it out, how would it go?
Well, it is said that he will speak in a great voice, the sound of which will come from small places not dreamed of.
Well, I don't believe it. Here I am with a great coin to solve and the daughter of me days talking and listening to predictions. I'll bid you good morning. I'm going to work.
Now, you heard what Sergeant McNaughton said. Mr. Mulqueen, you've been requested to leave town on the next bus.
Oh, now, wait. I came here to the police station to... Well, after all, cooperating is one thing, but tossing me out of town is quite a switch. What's happened, Bryony?
Oh, just changed my mind. And there's no hurry about leaving, just so long as it's immediate.
All right. I hate to leave with that reward and everything, but a fella can't win them all, I guess.
Reward, did you say? Tell me now, what reward is that?
Oh, the usual thing posted by my company, $5,000.
Joe, sit down. Would you kind of sit down? Yes, now, and about that reward, you'd be the one to get it, I suppose.
No, not eligible. I just make the recommendation.
Oh, well, then maybe Briony could get it.
Oh, sure, if he finds the Blarney Stone.
$5,000.
Oh, Briony, to be rich. That's a comfort even to the dead.
Of course, we'd have to work on the case together. Now, what do you say?
You're on it.
Okay. Now, first of all, who's on your list of suspects?
Cormac Gillespie.
Oh, eh? Why?
Well, for one thing, Gillespie was seen on the grounds the night of the robbery.
Well, that's a fair start.
Ah, he's an ugly creation, Joe.
If he had to walk around the world, you wouldn't lend him an old shoe.
But he's the only one who'd stand to profit from the stone being gone.
Oh, how?
He's buying up farms. With all the accidents and the cattle dying and such, it's easy to find those who'll sell for cheap.
Cormac Gillespie has spoke to me cousin already, asking to buy his cattle.
No, I'm afraid it'll never hold, fellas. Well, anyway, dig up all you can on Gillespie, will you?
And nobody's to know you're a detective, right?
Oh, no. Artiste.
Oh, Briony. $5,000. Oh, I'm delirious for you, Briony.
No. Quiet down, Huey, quiet down. Amongst the wealthy, laughter is kept at a respectable pitch.
I spent the rest of the day running a check on Gillespie, but it all added up to zero. Even Briony had to admit it.
Well, maybe you're right, Joe. Maybe Gillespie is innocent. But what would you say to this now? 2 days ago, Gillespie called on Huey's cousin, Tameen, to buy his land. Huey's cousin turned him down. And this afternoon, while you were gone, Huey's cousin died.
Oh, the seizure was very sudden, Joe. His wagon turned over on the road and killed him dead.
Killed him, huh?
Yeah, well, perhaps now certain people will believe in the accident.
If you're wondering, do I think Gillespie killed Tameen? The answer is no.
Oh, it was an accident. But Cormac Gillespie counted on the accidents happening.
I was his only relation, Joe. Oh, my heart's destroyed with the grief of it all.
I don't see any tears, Huey.
Ah, well, now, you see, as Briony can tell you, I'm what you might call it, an internal weeper.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, that's true, Joe. That's true. The tears fall on his insides.
I just saw his will, Briony. Tameen left me everything.
Did he know?
About the accident, I'd like to see where it happened.
Oh, Joe. Joe, do you mind? I'm that overcome with me loss.
Well, it could wait until some other time.
Hey, could we all have a drink, Briony? It helps with the sorrow, you know.
Let's go over to the pub, boys. A nice glass of beer and a word for the woes of the world.
Oh, thank you, Briony, thank you.
There was a telephone in the local saloon. I slipped away from Briony and the bereaved and put in a call for Inspector Fallon. I had a great idea, and if Fallon okayed it, our chances of finding the Blarney Stone might improve considerably. Fallon okayed it. Meanwhile, what about Briony's daughter, Con? Well, right about now, Con was seeing Biddy O'Devlin, her pretty head spinning with 500 years of legend.
And it happened, Biddy, it happened. The fourth prediction. His voice will come forth from small places not dreamed of.
But it's the fifth one that really counts, Con.
How did I love him or no one at all?
And the important part, if your love is returned, he will tread heavily on your heart.
Biddy, to be loved in return, is there no way to guarantee it?
Well, I could put a curse on him.
Oh, no. I don't think a curse would be fair.
Besides, it does little good to curse an American. They never seem to know the difference.
I guess I'll just have to wait. Biddy, will you look out your doorway?
It's himself walking on the road.
Joe Mulqueen, and I'm the favorite of fate. Oh, could you give me a wise word to go on?
Well, now, go to him. And should he hit you in the eye with a lump of coal, it's a sign you're making no progress.
Oh, thank you, Biddy. Thank you.
And may you never have reason, Con, to hear the last and terrible condition that I'm afraid even to speak of.
And over there is the old church, Joe. built 700 years ago, along with this little low wall I'm walking on. It's luck to walk on it, they say.
How about sitting down on it?
I would say that's good luck, too. Now help me down before I...
Hey, take it easy.
Oh, the stone, it moved.
Are you all right?
I told you it was luck. Any other stone, I'd have broken a leg at least. Well, we're sitting, Joe.
You know, I'm going to have to teach you to play post office.
Is it a difficult game to learn?
Not for a natural-born athlete. Say, what about the romance situation around here?
Oh, it's been said of our village that here the greatest pleasures are the reading of books and the kissing of girls.
Keeps a girl pretty busy, huh?
Oh, yes. Unless, of course, she's married to a great reader.
How about you?
Oh, I've been kissed, Joe. 67 times, of course. 30 of the 67 were at fairs and parties and... Well, that hardly counts.
Oh, it's still a fine showing. Fine.
Oh, but there's Maggie O'Shea, who lives down from us, who's been kissed 81 times.
Local record, huh?
Oh, by far.
Would you like to establish a new one?
Oh, yes. I mean, that is...
You're in love with someone anyone would know. Takes up all your dreaming and makes you sort of glow. I guess you think your laughter covers up your sorrow, but you've got a love look in your lovely eyes. Oh, 'tis sweet to think that where'er we roam, we are sure to find something blissful and dear. And that when we're far from the lips we love, we have but to make love to the lips we are near. The heart like an ivy accustomed to cling, let it grow where it will, cannot flourish alone, but will lean to the nearest and loveliest. It can twine with itself and make closely its own. Then, oh, what pleasure where'er we roam, to be sure to find something still that is dear. And to know when far from the lips we love, we have but to make love to the lips we are near. Oh, you're in love with someone, anyone I know. Like to have his chances, the lucky so-and-so.
Forever and forever, he'll be loving me.
Naturally, if you're in love with a someone,
by the time I took Con home, Maggie O'Shea was running a poor second. Con invited me to stay for supper.
Oh, I hope you're not starving, Joe. We'll wait to eat till Father gets home.
He's kind of late, isn't he?
Oh, it must be the case. Oh, it's his great opportunity, Joe.
And my father was never first or best at anything.
Oh, he's coming now, Con. He's coming up the path.
Will you tell him of us?
If I can squeeze a word in.
Joe's here, Father. We're waiting supper.
It would sit on me stomach like a keg of nails.
Well, aren't you coming in? We've got something to tell you.
Haven't you said enough already, Mr. Mulqueen?
Said enough.
Mr. Mulqueen, did you or did you not telephone Inspector Fallon about a plan?
Well, sure I did, but I...
And did you tell him that you'd have to be careful of me? And that I was a problem?
Oh, now, wait a minute. That isn't what I meant at all.
Well, I've been removed and made assistant. Huey Devine is the new sergeant.
Devine?
Oh, but what has Joe to do with this? I don't understand.
He's a detective, Con. Sent over to find the Blarney Stone.
Oh, Con, now look. If Fallon got jumpy or something, I can fix it.
Will you leave, Joe? Will you please to take yourself out of here?
Con, please.
I'll leave some supper on the back doorstep. That's another one of our silly customs. Supper for a beggar, Joe. A one who is poor in spirit. You have your choice.
I couldn't figure it. Sure, I told Fallon I had a plan, but there was nothing in it about taking Bryony's stripes away. And now Fallon had gone back to Cork and wouldn't return until morning. Meanwhile, old Biddy O'Devlin had a visitor.
Why should I have listened to him, Biddy?
Because Joe Mulqueen's the one you chose.
Well, the prediction's done and it's of matter to no one.
Except for the last condition, Con.
It's been fulfilled.
The last one beyond that. A condition I've had no breath for.
You'll have to say it, Biddy.
Aye. If you should turn him out of your house, and that you've done, he'll go to the wood of Cali. There a song will be sung in the light of the moon, and your man will die.
No. No, that's not true. Oh, what's to be done, Biddy?
Being a part of the prediction, neither you nor I can warn him. Would do no good.
Oh, there must be some way to keep him from the wood of Cali.
If you were to pray, you might do it.
I will. I will. Pray until me knees hurt.
Do. And then pray sitting down until you get the same result. There a song will be sung by the light of the moon, and your man will die.
Top of the Morning will continue in a few seconds. Now, my guest, Paramount's Lux Lovely starlet, Susan Morrow. Susan has just seen a preview of that wonderful new musical comedy, Aaron Slick from Punkin Creek.
It's really a very funny picture, with Alan Young, Dinah Shore, Robert Merrill, and Adele Jurgens.
And Paramount staging the world premiere March 21st in Indianapolis, with Alan Young in person.
Dinah Shore and Robert Merrill sing some wonderful new hit songs in Aaron Slick from Punkin Creek.
Yes, and Alan Young is hilarious as the country bumpkin who saves Dinah Shore from the city slickers.
Those big-time operators are Robert Merrill and Adele Jurgens. Adele really is slick-looking, too. What a Lux lovely complexion Adele has.
I'd say you, too, Susan.
Oh, I'm a Lux enthusiast, too, John. Especially since coming here. I'm out in the sun so much, my skin could be quite dry.
That's why Lux Soap Care, with its skin tonic action, helps you, Susan, and helps so many women with dry skin. You see, Lux Skin Tonic Action stimulates your inner skin, helps it retain natural moisture, so your skin naturally looks smoother and fresher.
I do find my skin much softer with Lux Soap Care. All I do is cream in the rich lather, rinse warm, splash cold. The result? Wonderful.
Thank you, Susan Morrow. Girls, try Lux Toilet Soap Care now. You'll see Lux Skin Tonic Action can make your skin smoother, firmer, fresher, clearer. You'll see why 9 out of 10 screen stars use Lux Toilet Soap. We pause now for station identification. This is the CBS Radio Network.
You're listening to Same Time, Same Station, the best of old-time radio. And I'm your host, Jerry Hendigas.
curtain rises on Act 3 of Top of the Morning, starring Dennis Day as Joe, Ann Blythe as Con, Barry Fitzgerald as Bryony, and Dan O'Herlihy as Huey Devine.
I kept pretty busy the next day, and by the time Inspector Fallon arrived in the village, I had a couple of interesting items to tell him.
Angry about McQueen.
That nice little parlay you put over. On account of you, Bryony McNaughton's been demoted, and I lose my gal.
I've told you what we thought of the old man. Now, what have you found out?
Well, Inspector, I've been out in the country, that spot in the road where Huey Devine's cousin was killed.
Well?
You're right, Fallon. It wasn't an accident. That cart was pushed over. On my way back, I had a little confab with an old gal named Biddy O'Devlin. We cooked up an idea how we can swing it tonight. Only McNaughton plays or we don't play at all.
Okay. You need any help in the meantime?
Got all I need. Biddy O'Devlin's for the light work and a kid named Pierce O'Neill for the heavy duty.
Plus McNaughton. A small boy, an old woman, and a man with rheumatism. Can you think of anything worse?
No, but I'll work on it. See you tonight, Fallon. Staring into the fire with the law of the land gathered around her.
I'm ready to begin now.
Just tell us about the Blarney Stone, Biddy. Where is it?
Now, Bryony, there's no need to rush the good woman.
It was stolen to cover up a black deed. And the black deed was the killing of the cousin of Huey Devine.
Actually, like I always suspected, Cormac Gillespie.
With the stone gone, accidents were sure to follow. And the death of the cousin could seem an accident like any of the rest.
Hey, what's that?
That's the warning from Pierce.
Warning, Joe?
Ah, you didn't let the lad sing.
He was to let us know if someone was heading here.
And who would be heading near Huey? But call me Gillespie.
Gillespie?
All right, boys. Let's get him.
Come on now.
I was right. I was right. Gillespie!
Yes, the plan was working out as scheduled. Gillespie stood in the moonlight just long enough to be recognized, then darted off into the darkness of the woods. We all followed. All except Bryony. You see, our plan was to have Bryony slip back into the cottage and wait there. Wait until we heard another warning from Pierce.
Huey.
Did I scare you, Pierce? It's a sweet voice you have, boy.
That rock. Huey, no.
A sweet voice to charm an ear. I'll give a warning.
Please, Huey. Please. Let me go.
You'll sing no more in the wood of Cali.
Come in, Huey.
You leave me no choice, Biddy. You know, don't you?
It wasn't Gillespie. You killed him, Huey. You killed your cousin.
I brought a length of rope for you, Biddy. I'll do it swift.
Just stand
I promise.
Where you are.
Bryony! Oh, Bryony, they played a terrible trick on me.
Did you need your cousin's money that badly?
Oh, for dressing up, Bryony, and traveling. Oh, should the sceneries a man could behold if he only had the money.
Drop it, Huey. Drop the poker.
You're the friend of me days, Bryony. Stay away. Please, Bryony, please.
That's better. Joe, Inspector, you can come in now.
Good work, McNaughton. You're right, Mrs. O'Devlin.
Oh, it's a night to discuss for 100 years.
But you'll not find the Blarney Stone. I'll not give you that pleasure.
We'll find it. Dylan, you and Frank, take him out of the car.
Oh, Bryony, I'm terrible alone. I'm terrible alone. Bryony!
Now, where could he have hidden that stone?
If a man is wise, he hides a loaf of bread in a bakery and a monk in a monastery.
It's a cinch, Fallon. All you have to do is search every stone quarry in Ireland.
But if you'd... Mulqueen, the boy Pierce, where is he? Why hasn't he returned?
I told him to come back just as soon as
he... Huey Devine. He must have found him in the wood.
Oh, love you, quickly now. Follow me.
There's a saying, or there should be, that nothing in the world softer than an Irishman's heart, or harder than his head. When we found Pierce, he was sitting up, rubbing his head and wondering what it was all about.
I wouldn't believe it. Not a mark. Your head, boy, how's your head?
No better, no worse than most, Mrs. O'Devlin. Did I do as you wanted, Joe?
Oh, you were great, Pierce.
Well, it's late, Joe McQueen, and me mother will want me. Good night to you all.
Good night, Pierce.
Good night, lad. Good night.
Joe, has anything happened to you?
It's calm.
No, I'm fine.
Oh, but Biddy said
it was the boy, Pierce O'Neill, did the singing, Con.
Oh, then the last condition, Biddy, it's untrue.
The prediction is true to the last word. The song will be sung in the wood of Cali. It will be interrupted by violence, and the song will never be finished by man.
He's still singing, your ears, woman.
So, not by man, but finished in the hills by the boy, O'Neill.
We took Biddy back to her cottage, then started the walk back through the woods to the village.
Hey, what's the matter, Rainey? We're walking too fast for you.
Joe, you and Con go ahead, me and the inspector. I will sit down on the wall here and find our breath. The exertions of the evening, you know.
Ah, we'll walk slowly, Father.
And I don't mind admitting I'm a little winded myself.
Con, are you sure your father's all right? After all, he's...
Oh, there are times, Joe, when I wonder how you ever got to be a detective investigator.
What?
Well, there's an old man back there who only thought we'd rather walk alone.
Why, that sly old...
Father, what's happening?
Hey, how come you're sitting on the ground?
I'm sitting on the ground because I was sitting on the wall when it tumbled me off.
Joe, look, the same stone and the same wall, the same one I slipped on yesterday.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it's strange. A loose stone in a wall that stood firm for 700 years.
Holy smoke, it's the stone! The stone, Fallon, the Blarney stone!
It's what?
Well, look at it!
Well, I can't. Ryan's sitting on it.
Oh, you'd better get up, Father.
Well, if that's the Blarney stone, then I've just touched it.
Fallon, will you look? You've got the description, haven't you?
Joe, that's it.
Now, what do you know about that?
Oh, Father, you're a hero.
Oh, about the reward, Joe. Sitting on the stone that way, now, wouldn't you nearly have to tell them that I found it?
Who else?
Well, congratulations, McNaughton. And about your old job as sergeant. You are reinstated.
No, I think not, Inspector. You see, the reward I spoke of, it wouldn't look well for a sergeant to be a wealthy millionaire.
Well, think it over, McNaughton. I've got to find a wagon and a block and tackle.
You know, Con, seeing you and Joe now, I don't mind the prediction so much after all.
But I don't need a prediction to marry. For I've kissed him, Father. And Joe's the one.
I didn't even know it was an audition.
Well, now, just remember that you're going to marry an heiress. I've read about it in books, but it's grand to see.
When you're strolling down the boreen, that means the lane, a friendly brook will sing you this sweet refrain. Caed me la falcha and slancha to you, and the top of the marnin' too.
When it's early in the A-rock, that means the spring.
What's that effect?
The birds are glad to see you, here's what they sing. Caed me la falcha and slancha too,
and the top of the marnin' too. Oh, it's great how they greet you in Ireland. Learn the words so you won't have to guess. It's a toast to your health for one thing, and 100,000 welcomes no less.
In your heart you're feeling shameworth, that means okay.
And if you meet a colleen, here's what you say. Caed me la falcha and slancha to you, and the top of the morning too.
In a minute, our stars will return.
Safe Lux Flakes. Lux gives your stockings gentle care, gives your stockings double wear. Safe Lux Flakes.
Nylons washed the Lux Flakes way last twice as long, the experts say.
Everywhere a lady goes, it's hard on stockings, hard on hose. Starting, stopping, driving, shopping. Stretch, strain. Stretch, strain. Everywhere a lady goes, it's hard on stockings, hard on hose. Stretch, strain, stretch, strain.
Scientific strain tests show that stockings washed the gentle Lux Flakes way last twice as long. And over 90% of the makers of nylons recommend Lux Care. So start the Lux Flakes habit this very night. Remember, Lux Flakes gives you double the stocking wear. It's like getting an extra pair of stockings with every pair you buy.
Extra pair, Lux Care. Double wear. Lux Care. Nylons washed the Lux Flakes way last twice as long, the experts say. Safe Lux Flakes.
Now, here's Mr. Keeley with our stars.
Sure, and here they are for their curtain call. Dennis Day, Ann Blythe, and Barry Fitzgerald. Barry, we haven't seen you here in a long time. Where have you been?
Oh, me? Oh, well, that's a ridiculous question.
Sure, and your name is Barry.
Where else would I have been but in Ireland?
Ah, Barry, but you're the clever one there.
Now, were you making a picture of visiting friends?
Well, I both. I went to Ireland to make the John Ford production, The Quiet Man.
And what part do you play in the picture, Barry? The Quiet Man?
Well, did everyone know me to be quiet?
I did.
I'm a chaperon.
A chaperon. And now what is that, please?
Well, it's something you could use, my girl. A chaperon arranges marriages for young people.
Oh. Well, here we have something different, Barry. It's called Leap Year.
Oh, better than that. We have something called Lux Toilet Soap. Used faithfully every day, it makes a girl's complexion irresistible.
Then we know you're single by choice, Anne, because you're one of our loveliest Lux girls.
Hey, how about me?
Why, do you use Lux soap, Dennis?
Sure, and look at me, I got two shows.
And I understand you'll have a very special guest on your television show next Friday night, Dennis.
Yeah, poor fellow. He's only got one show.
Oh.
He has to take in laundry to make ends meet.
Ah, the poor fellow. And bless your generous heart, Dennis. Who is he now?
A song plugger named Jack Benny.
Bedad, that's a terrible calamity. Now, what's song for next week here, Bill?
Next week we'll have a story that's particularly appropriate for this season of the year. It's one that you requested again and again. Come to the Stable. And from the original cast of this moving 20th Century Fox drama of modern faith and inspiration will be Loretta Young and Hugh Marlowe.
Oh, it's a beautiful story, Bill. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, and Erin Gobrah. You know, there's been a lot of talk tonight about the wearing of the green, but here's John Kennedy to tell you something of both the green and new.
Here's proof that new green Chlorodent toothpaste gives you a clean, fresh mouth all day long. The January Reader's Digest presents facts revealing why Chlorodent, the amazing new toothpaste with magic chlorophyll, gives you the most effective deodorizing action ever discovered.
Reader's Digest reports tests which showed why Chlorodent is 50% more effective in combating mouth odors as compared with a toothpaste without chlorophyll.
Yes, by brushing your teeth with Chlorodent regularly, preferably after meals, you can have a clean, fresh mouth, not just for minutes, but all day long. Because Chlorodent contains chlorophyll, nature's greatest purifier. Chlorodent fights tooth decay, common gum troubles too. Chlorodent gives you complete mouth care in a single product.
Buy a tube and see for yourself why Chlorodent, the chlorophyll dentifrice, is winning friends faster than any other toothpaste in America.
Lever Brothers Company unconditionally guarantee the quality and performance of Lux Toilet Soap, Lux Flakes, Chlorodent Toothpaste, as presented on this program, or your money back. Now we invite you to be with us again next Monday evening when the Lux Radio Theater presents Loretta Young and Hugh Marlowe in Come to the Stable. This is William Keeley saying goodnight to you from Hollywood.
Ann Blythe appeared through the courtesy of Universal International Pictures, now releasing Flesh and Fury, co-starring Tony Curtis, Jan Sterling, and Mona Freeman. This is your announcer, John Milton Kennedy, reminding you to join us again next Monday night to hear Come to the Stable, starring Loretta Young and Hugh Marlowe. This is the CBS Radio Network.
I hope you enjoyed our RTC Weekly Download tribute to St. Paddy's Day. We'll have another one of these next year, but I hope you come back next week for some more great old-time radio. Until then, this is Jim Dolan thanking you for listening.